chime, a moderate amount of excitement on the Subaru of New England text line, because I believe during your read, you suggested that whole chickens at Shaw's and Star Market are just 69 cents. Was that accurate? Or
I would like to make an amendment and an apology.
Some people are driving immediately to Shaw's or Star Market to get a whole chicken for
Shaw's and Star Market are unbelievably generous. Maybe not that generous.
Okay.
$6.99.
Okay.
Misread the copy.
Okay.
Had two people talking about it. I apologize. That's on me.
Okay.
That's on me. I am a grown man. I'll admit my mistakes.
And for the purposes of transparency, did you or did you not have Anthony Richardson as your NFL MVP?
No, I said to make a bet on him because he was 40-1.
Oh, but I thought it was a long process.
It is.
Why would you bet on him to be the MVP?
Because I thought there was a chance, and at 40-1, that's a really good number. He wasn't my pick to win the MVP, though. My pick to win the MVP was Josh Allen. Has been all along, still is.
All right. Well, your guy Lamar was able to win that football game.
Barely,
yesterday.
Thank God.
But you got to give him credit. I mean, Dallas came back in that game, mm-hmm. and then it was his run at the end that sealed the deal.
Curtis said this in the text chain. Good job by you, Curtis. Awesome play design. They had the jet sweep to Zay Flowers. Everybody on the planet thought Zay Flowers was getting that football, and then Lamar just held on to it and got the first down.
Yep.
That stat on the broadcast, though, Lamar Jackson's won two MVPs.
Correct. Yeah.
Since 2021, the Ravens have 10 losses after leading by over a touchdown in the fourth quarter. The most in the NFL. I'm sorry. That is a brutal stat. I can't imagine there's ever been an all-time great quarterback who gave up touchdown leads in the fourth quarter 10 times.
Yeah, that's also
years.
Not all him, though, either. Like,
that show D stinks.
Right.
I think that's bad. Also, not. I think John Harbaugh might be slightly overrated.
I agree with you on that one.
Like, a lot of that is coaching.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just being smart. Like, you had Dallas dead to rights, and you were running like crazy, and then you just, like, stopped? Like, Derrick Henry had 125 yards. Why weren't you just feeding him the rock and just killing the clock and winning that football game? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's bad.
All right.
That's bad coaching.
Coming up on a Patriots Monday, Boomer Esiason in less than an hour. He will join us at 8. And Gerard Mayo, after an all-players meeting, will join us at 9:30 this morning. Read into that if you will. Right now, though, time for this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, where should we begin this morning?
Well, Greg, your Boston Bruins played their first preseason game last night against the New York Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
David Pastrnak spoke over the weekend, and he had this to say about playing with Elias Lindholm and who it reminded him of playing with. This was David Pastrnak.
There's a little bit of both, you know, Kretch and Berge. Obviously, he's a hell of a two-way player. And he has the high hockey IQ, like I said. So, of course, and he's a righty. You know, I played most of my career with the right-handed centerman. So, I'm really excited to, you know, build the chemistry. You know, whether we play together or not, we for sure going to have some looks either on power play or 5-on-5. So, excited, you know, and he's going to be a big part of our team.
Okay.
Wow.
Reminds him of Krejci and Berge.
Some
let's
high
go.
Praise right
let's
there.
Go. I mean, you don't have a goaltender, but let's go.
Well, you can score a lot of goals.
Let's go.
Pasta needs to score a lot of goals.
If anything happens to goalie Bob, our whole region's screwed.
I like that.
That's a good pickup for them. That is a really, really good pickup for them.
Now, let's see if Montgomery's listening and see if he puts Elias Lindholm as the center on the Pasta line, or if he says, you know what, I'm going to keep Zaka.
Oh, is that? Do you think that's Pasternak's public pleading to be like, hey, put me with Elias Lindholm? Is
maybe.
That what you?
But that's the way I read into it.
Maybe.
I've been with he reminds me a lot like Kretch and Berge, but mainly Kretch, where he had a tremendous season with right-handed, you know, guy. And excuse me if I'm wrong, but isn't Zaka left-handed?
You are excused.
Right?
Yes.
Right. So he also brought
in. Yes, he is Shime, correct? Oh, Shime's Googling.
I'm Googling to double check it.
Right, because he also brought up.
Yes, he is left-handed. Good call, Wiggy.
So he's brought up the fact that he's used to being with a guy, both Berge and David Krejci, both right-handed centermen. Yes. So.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's go to college football for our BC Eagle fans here and BC alum. Bill O'Brien spoke after the big win for BC and talked about the importance of the red bandana game and just the importance of the BC fandom.
It's a special place. I mean, Boston College is a very special place.
Let me try that one more time. I had been previewing. Man, I am. Poof.
Did you hear him? I think he said that whole chickens were 50 cents.
Yeah, let's. 3, 2, 1. Let's try that again.
It's a special place. I mean, Boston College is a very special place. Student body is just everything to this place. And so I was just so happy that our guys played so hard to give these students something to cheer for. You know, and I think that's what this place is all about. And God bless the Crowther family and God bless Wells Crowther.
That's pretty cool.
He is the best. Yeah. He was also asked about what his speech was like at halftime.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he basically said, I can't say it or I'll have to go to confessional. Yeah, like, he plays into everything.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Brien is on this show every Thursday at 6:45 a.m.
Why?
And he is
He's found the good. I mean, he's obviously found a great home. He was good at Penn State, right? College football, he seems like he's really good at. And, you know, this is something for all you BC Eagle fans out there that he's kind of making BC football relevant
again. Yeah, he is.
Again.
I mean, I was saying to Wiggy earlier and to Courtney during a break that this bodes well, I thought, for the future, because when it comes to the portal or recruiting, maybe you have better access to better mm-hmm. players, but you said you don't think that's
well,
true.
Well, because he also said when we interviewed him that it might be tough to get guys in the portal because BC standards academically are still high, right? If you want to be able to compete with, you know, and be potentially a playoff team, you know, you not that you have to skirt the rules,
yeah.
but you have to lower your standards of admission to get in to get some of those kids that you might want from Alabama.
Yeah, and then Greg brought up a great point off air that Father Leahy is on his way out, so maybe that changes things. But as somebody who took a lot of classes with these student athletes, and I flub a lot on the airwaves and people think that I'm dumb and I should give back my BC diploma, but there are no rocks for jocks classes at BC. Right. Like, every class that I took there was difficult, and every class that I took there, the football players did not get a pass if right. they had a game the night before, or if they had, you know, they got back late the night before or anything like that. Everything, there were coaches outside every classroom that players were taking these classes, making sure that they were going to class. So I just don't know, even if Father Leahy leaves, if there's going to be a massive change when it comes to expectations of student yeah. athletes.
And that's going to make it difficult.
What they are accomplishing so far is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, what else, Sean?
Next, let's pivot back to the NFL real quick. So Jimmy Johnson was talking about the Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young and had this to say about David Tepper and the reason why Carolina is struggling so much.
The owner of the Carolina Panthers, that's the problem. He's making the major decisions without listening to his football people.
Tepper?
David Tepper. You look at him. And now it's his team. He can do whatever he wants to. But look at the people that's left. Now, he's the one that wanted Bryce Young as the number one pick. And also look, Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Brian Burns. You look at, you know, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Look at coaches, Steve Wilkes, you know, Frank Reich, you know, Matt Rule. On and on. He's run them all off. He's making the decisions. He has got to listen to his football people and quit playing fantasy football.
Preach.
He ain't lying, though. But it's got to be difficult as an owner. Like, I know if I own the team, I feel like, well, this is my baby. I'd want to be a part of it. I guess it's got to be very difficult for somebody that has he's a billionaire, so I bet he has a pretty big ego to say, okay, I'm going to hire you, I'm going to step away, and I'm going to let you do everything. Because he's got to be a football fan. And yeah. if you are, doesn't he probably think, well, all right.
Well, we had an owner here who did that for many, many years when it came to the football team, didn't he? I mean, didn't he step away and let Bill run everything?
But then it looks like he's now stepping back in, right? And sometimes that becomes the issue of stepping back in. We play it every time we play, you know, they said it, Bill Parcells. And now you're starting to see maybe towards the end with the whole who really wanted Mac Jones. Does that really work? I will, though, give Jerry Jones credit. because he gets really good players. Sometimes his biggest issue might be more about who the coach he picks.
Yeah. All right, Chime, thank you. That is, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday and over the weekend in sports. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. And as I mentioned earlier, in Australia, the news is not good for the woman whose mission this year was to sleep with 600 dudes. So we'll get an update on that.
Do you think, Wiggy, she should be like how you want Boston College to be?
Lower her standards a little bit if she wants to get to that number.
I do not think she has standards. I think she is open for business and doesn't really, you know.
Oh, then she'll get there.
Yeah, she doesn't turn people away.
All right, well, if she'll get there then. She'll become a national champ.
Well, we'll get an update on that woman during the news coming up. Boomer Esiason at 8 and the head coach of the New England Patriots on a Mayo Monday at 9:30 this morning. Here now is Courtney with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. A lot of upsets yesterday in the NFL. The Chiefs hung on for a 22-17 win over the Falcons, but the Niners fell to the Rams 27-24. The Ravens hang on to get their first win of the season over the Cowboys. They almost let that one go after being up 28-6 going into the fourth. They only win it 28-25.
Speaking of the Chiefs, what is up with your girl's boyfriend?
I think what Shine has said, that they're holding on to him. They're not letting him, you know, out of the gate.
It's either they're keeping the Ferrari in the garage or he's washed up.
I think it's we're starting to see his mind is more on Taylor than it is on football.
I don't think it has anything to do with Taylor, I think. And I don't think he's washed because watching him on the side, he wasn't even, like, sweating. Like, he's sitting there. He's like...
How many great men have been ruined by a female? I mean, let's...
Not Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, didn't he, like, get divorced and then go win a Super Bowl?
He would have never retired if it weren't for her pressuring him.
He may have never left here.
Men are the weaker species because every time one of their heroes, you know, falls off the face of the earth, they blame a woman.
Oh.
Women never do that.
The weaker species.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, you know.
That's why they always call it the man flu, too.
Oh. Yep.
You know what?
How come when there's some sort of a noise outside, you're always demanding that it is Santo who goes and investigates if he's a part of the weaker sex?
I'm talking about mentally.
Mentally.
Yeah, physically. I mean, science is science.
Okay, so men are weaker mentally than women.
Yeah.
Really?
I think Wiggy said that before, too.
I've said that.
Yeah.
Well, I would say this about...
He's whipped. Don't listen to the thing he says on the show.
Yeah.
Borat said women have a smaller brain than a man.
Was that when he was on the panel with the feminists?
Yes.
That was a great season.
See, I wouldn't always say...
My brother, Billow.
I wouldn't say it's women, Greg. I would say once he started, you know, once he went away from liking his coffee black, he went downhill.
Oh,
and he was 8 years in a row. All
right.
1,000 yards receiving. All pro. Then all of a sudden he said, put a little cream in my coffee. Next thing you know, Travis went and got a porn star mustache, and he has gone downhill.
The Raiders fell to the Panthers 36-22 yesterday. A hell of a presser after by Antonio Pierce. Here's a bit of that.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Sheesh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
A scary moment for the Vikings as Sam Darnold in a game where he threw for 4 touchdowns went out after getting hit in the knee. He was cleared by medical staff and the Vikings won 34-7. But Dolphins quarterback Skylar Thompson left midway through the third quarter of their loss to the Seahawks after suffering what Mike McDaniel called a painful rib injury. The Steelers are 3-0 on the season with a win over the Chargers, who not only lost the game, but also Justin Herbert, who appeared to re-aggravate that ankle sprain that sidelined him during practice this week. He was in a walking boot after the game. He didn't play in the fourth quarter.
Wiggy, what about that hit on Devontae Smith?
Woo! Hey, they always say, never go back to the middle of the field because that's where the freak-off is and that's where everybody's at. And that he almost got his... head taken off.
I know.
And wow.
There was no call. Was there? No, I don't think there was a flag.
But what did he have his, like, helmet down or anything? Because anytime you go back into the middle of the field and you kind of, like, spin or they got you held up and you get turned, spun around, people are coming to take your head off. So, hey, Devontae, stay on the outside, man.
The Red Sox beat the Twins 8-1 and then 9-3 in a doubleheader. Tristan Cassis is the main headline of the day. Cassis homered in his first three at-bats in the first game. The boys are on the road now, taking on the Blue Jays tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
Wow, he's very nice.
Is there a chance?
King of the castle.
The Sox can maybe make the postseason, or is there
four out with six to play?
Okay.
Yes, there is a chance.
You know what? You know what Kevin Millar said? Don't let us win today.
Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Greg, my moonshot that never got off the ground because I thought of it after the series or after the movie, wouldn't it have been so great if he filmed, that is, Borat, who is Sacha Baron Cohen, filmed like six of these prior to release.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
Great success.
The scene when he's getting unpacked in the elevator. Oh, if you can't laugh at that movie, I don't know.
Yeah.
57 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high of 65.